From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Sunday Italians vote in elections that some analysts say could seriously impact the current makeup of their government. Sabina Castelfranco reports for VOA.
This election is expected to determine the makeup of the new 945-member Italian parliament and the next government. It is Italy's 18th general election since 1948. But much uncertainty surrounds the outcome of the vote, with the main contenders having predicted victory. Former 81-year-old Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has brought his centre-right Forza Italia party into an alliance with the Anti-Immigrant League, headed by Matteo Salvini, and the far-right Brothers of Italy, headed by Giorgia Meloni. This group stands the best chances of coming close to a majority, but recent opinion polls predicted it would come short of the needed 40% to govern.
A threat from U.S. President Donald Trump now saying he will impose taxes on European cars if there's a retaliation against his plan to place tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president remains focused on this particular aspect of his America First agenda.
We're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
But Administration Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, says there are a lot of false assumptions here.
Is that just because there are more people in the consuming industries, there'll be a net loss of jobs? That's not the case at all.
Currently, the U.S. imposes a 2.5% tariff on European-built cars, and Europe imposes a 10% tariff on U.S.-built cars. Earlier this week, the president proposed a 25% steel and 10% aluminum import tariff. This is VOA News. China has added its voice to a growing chorus of concern about the rising threat of a trade war and tariffs that U.S. President Trump is expected to impose. Top Chinese diplomat says that while Beijing does not want a trade war with Washington, it will defend its interests if necessary. Syria state media and human rights activists said government troops and allied militias have captured a number of villages and towns in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near the capital, Damascus, and the largest advance since a wide-scale offensive began last month. Syria's central military media said that the government forces captured at least six villages and towns along the eastern periphery of the enclave. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning to send a high-level special delegation to North Korea Monday to discuss ways in which relations can be improved and to ease tension on the peninsula. The 10-member delegation will be headed by Soo Hoon, the head of the National Intelligence Service and Moon's top national security advisor. Young immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally have again appealed to officials to extend a program that allows them to stay in the country. Two U.S. federal judges have temporarily blocked White House plans to end the program known as DACA. That's some relief to roughly 800,000 DACA recipients, but most said it has left them in limbo. You'll see Boo is a DACA recipient from Honduras.
And then me leaving this country, going back to Honduras, and then closing the doors of not being able to come back here, I think of the struggle, the sacrifice my parents and my grandparents made just to bring me here. That would just be automatically thrown into the trash.
The Obama-era initiative DACA gave young illegal immigrants the right to stay temporarily in the U.S. and to work. The Trump administration has called on lawmakers to significantly reform the U.S. immigration system. Nearly 2 million households and businesses remained without power over the weekend on the U.S. East Coast after a heavy storm system brought rain, snow, and hurricane-force winds to states from Maine, where the governor declared a state of emergency, all the way to North Carolina and the southern United States. Seven deaths were reported as a result of trees falling during the storm in the states of Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Hollywood crowns its best and its worst over this weekend. As Saturday, they've already held the Golden Raspberry Awards, or the Razzies. They're awarded to the worst movies. Also, there was another more serious recognized achievement, an independent film. And this Sunday, the 90th Annual Academy Awards takes place. That's better known as the Oscars. And that will be hosted by comedian and talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.